Hello, my friends. I'm Kira Misi, and this is my podcast, Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day, where we dive into the ordinary, looking for the extraordinary. Because, well, life is hard, but if you look close enough, you will find the rainbows. Let's get started. Hello, my friends, and welcome back to Finding Rainbows on an Ordinary Day. I am so glad you are here with me, creating a life that you love through each and every moment and finding the rainbows, the things that light up your heart and light up your soul. Now, my friends, a few weeks back, we had mental game coach Tammy Matheny on the podcast. She is such an amazing confidence creator, coach, and everything in between. So if you didn't get a chance to listen to that podcast, make sure you go on back. We truly talked about the game of life and how to be successful in it and how to be so confident in it. So if you ever looked around and thought, wow, all those people are so confident, I could never do this, I could never do that, so not true. You totally could. We had lots of ways that you can be super confident in your own life. And I thought we would talk a little bit about that today, including confidence building activities, because it's super inspiring to listen to someone about building confidence in your life to create the success you're looking for in your life. And I hope you took notes during that interview. But if you didn't, and it's still sort of languishing in your mind, and you're like, well, I know it made me feel really good, but I haven't truly implemented activities into my life to build my confidence yet. That's exactly what we're going to talk about today on this bonus mini. You know I love a bonus mini. Just enough to fill your cup, get you out the door today, and feel what? Confident, my friend. All right, so confidence building activities. Now, one thing that really, really is helpful, and you're going to laugh, but is number one, do something. Do something, anything. This will build your confidence. Whether you find a local group on the interwebs, as they say, of like-minded people, whether you love to go run or you like to paint or you're looking for a wine group, a restaurant group, there's a group of everything. And if you are looking for Insta friends, Insta confidence, Insta get out there, do something. Join one of these groups. You will have Insta friends because you know the group is already like-minded in doing something that you love to do. So perhaps it's a pottery class. You are for sure going to meet someone, maybe many people at this pottery class that are as excited about this as you are. And that's a great way to build confidence. Do something, anything, try something new. How about walk tall, smile, and look others in the eyes? Now, Tammy and I spoke a lot about this. Getting up in the morning right away, shoulders back, smiling in the mirror, even if you don't feel like it, but doing that thing where you look into someone else's eyes when you're speaking to them and you say, hey, have a great day. When you do this consistently, I'm not saying confidence comes overnight. In fact, it doesn't. It is a consistent thing, just like anything. When I started running, I felt like I was not very good at it, which is ridiculous because everyone can run. But I thought, this doesn't feel so comfortable. I don't get that runner's high that everyone says. So I kept running until I really felt that way. And I really felt like I was more confident in my running. So walk tall, smile, look others in the eyes, say good morning, say hello. Great way to build your confidence. Again, this has to be something consistent that you do every day. You don't have to do all of these seven things. You can pick one. You can pick two. But do it each and every day and see how you feel within 2 weeks. Well, how about this? Do something unexpected and on purpose to let go of your inhibitions. Now, I'm not saying run into a coffee shop naked, although, wow, your inhibitions would really just go right out the door very, very quickly. But maybe something unexpected and on purpose, like joining that group I said, the pottery group. That's something unexpected, or going to a restaurant group with like-minded individuals to talk about food. Why not? It's unexpected. And believe me, when you join these groups, everyone's longing to meet someone. Everybody, it's like that old sitcom Cheers. Everybody wants to know your name, right? Where everybody knows your name. Maybe everyone does want to know your name. Maybe that's my ego coming out today. Where everybody knows your name. No, but literally, my friends. Everyone joins these groups because they are also feeling lonely. They also want to feel a part of something. So everyone's in the same boat saying, I don't know anyone and I want to meet someone. So do something unexpected. Join a group. How about this one? Create a good self-image by looking in the mirror every day and saying three positive affirmations. Absolutely a wonderful thing to do. You can write it on your mirror with a marker or lipstick that says, I am beautiful. I am confident. I have this day. Three simple things. What if you say that every day? Even those days when you're not quite feeling it, because those are the days that will make you laugh. I mean, I've totally gotten up in the morning and felt just, you know, crappy. Sometimes you just have a bad dream, whatever. You wake up and on my mirror, it says, I am beautiful. I am confident. And it makes me giggle because often, you know, my mascara is running down my face from not taking my makeup off the night before. My hair is in a messy bun and I still have my eye mask like falling off that messy bun. And, you know, my husband still loves me. So that's a rainbow. But I look in the mirror and I'm not feeling it. And then I see this, I am beautiful. I am confident on the mirror in red lipstick. And I think, okay, yeah, all right. I mean, I could glow up. I could do this today. So protecting or creating your self-image with some wonderful affirmations on your mirror is a great way to build self-confidence, confidence building, being positive. Make sure that you are positive. And how about be positive? Yeah, try it on. You've met those people before where no matter what you say, hook, line, and sinker, you could say, ah, the sky is gray today. And they're like, yeah, it's gray. It's gray every day. La, la, la. You know, some people just live on a plane of negativity, not the vacation plane I want to take. So be positive. See how many positive things you can say to yourself and to a friend and to your family. Great way to build confidence. Great way to bring and reflect light back into your own heart. And let's do two more. Achieve small, easy to attain goals to help you feel successful. Oh my goodness, my friends. That's the secret to my success. That is the secret sauce. Achieving small, easy to attain goals to help you feel successful. I am someone who likes to feel accomplished. You too? Aren't we all? And so I do small, easy tasks to feel that way. I pat myself on the back when the laundry's done, because if you've been following along or if you haven't, I don't like the laundry. So I will do little markers of success with myself with that. I'll be like, all right, if you can put the laundry in on a Sunday, then on Monday morning, it just has to go in the dryer. And then by the afternoon, it'll be folded and put away. Small goals, ridiculous, silly, because the laundry has to be done irregardless. But this makes me feel accomplished. Or if I have a lofty goal, like we've often talked about, right? I'm always wanting to spread more and more rainbows here on the rainbow. So in order to do that, sure, I can just say, oh, I want to spread more rainbows, but then I have to come down to small, more attainable goals, right? So to me, that's researching more topics that would be of interest to you and interest to me that we can talk about how to find our rainbows each and every day. That would be one of the small attainable goals, right? Read another self-discovery book that can awaken all of us and to feel more light in our hearts. These are small attainable goals in my big goal, and that helps to build confidence. And last but not least, declutter your living and workspace. Now, I threw that one in there because we are in the middle of a house renovation. And I know that decluttering your space can feel overwhelming. We can all be sort of pack rats here and there. Some of us are better than others at not holding on to things and cleaning up our spaces. I'm somewhere, to be honest, in the middle. So I do love to keep memory things. That's important to me. I have a box of notes still from middle school and high school. Hilarious. I should read them on here. Should I read them? I think I have to get permission from the people that wrote them, but that would be so funny. All right, another episode. So I keep memory things, but the last few weeks, because we're doing a house renovation, I just started to go through the closets, the holiday attic, all the things. And that decluttering and really being more aware, intentional with what I want to keep and what I want to let go was very empowering. Made me feel really, really confident. What I kept hearing myself say in my head if I didn't want to throw something away or donate it was, well, what if I use it? And then I would look at the object and be like, you know what? I've been sitting on this thing for like 10 years. I've never used it. There's never been a what if that came up that had me use this. So with that, I was able to confidently throw things away, donate things. If the what if came up, what if I use this? What if there's an occasion? There's never been an occasion in 10 years to use, you know, a broken Christmas ornament. So I was able to not only gain confidence by decluttering my space and feeling refreshed and ready for my next goals, the next thing I want to accomplish. But also, I felt very confident in my decisions to allow myself to let some things go that I didn't need. So, but not those notes from middle school and high school. Not those notes. Such a wonderful box. Or my box of New Kids on the Block stuff. Loved them so much. My box of buttons that I used to wear all over this jean jacket. So many things. This is a whole nother bonus mini episode that I'll share maybe next week with y'all. But with that said, when you are looking to build your confidence, try these things. I'll note them in the show notes today so you can look through them. And you don't have to pick all of them. Pick one thing and see how consistent you can be with it for a good 2 weeks. And then maybe add something new or just stay consistently with the one thing that you picked. Maybe it is the affirmations on your mirror every morning that even if you look like a wild woman or a wild man, like I do first thing in the morning. Well, I don't look like a wild man, but I don't know, maybe I do, but I may look like a wild woman, but the lipstick on my mirror says, I am beautiful and I am confident. So I'm going to believe that reflection in the mirror, no matter what is reflecting back at me. And I suggest you do the same. So go out there, my friends, today. Be confident. Feel confident. Believe that you're confident. And you will be confident. Just take some time and give yourself some time and be consistent in that. You are beautiful and you are powerful and you are confident. All right, have a blessed and beautiful day, my friends. And remember, the rainbows, well, they're all around you. You just have to open up your heart to see them. I'll see you next time. Friends, you are in for a treat next week. That's right, comedian Anna Priz is back. She won the hearts of Rainbows listeners over a year ago, and now the best friend everyone wants to laugh with is back and still as funny, loving, and big-hearted as ever. If you haven't discovered her yet, you're in for a treat. Let's catch up with the ever-popular, not quite self-help guru, but yes, kind of, sort of, really that, Anna Priz. She'll be on the Rainbow next week, the 26th. Check it out. And with her new book, Keep It Up, Cutie. Meet me on my Instagram page at Finding Rainbows, the podcast, where you'll find more inspiration to feed your soul. And while you're there, join my Rainbow Connection. It's an insider's club where you'll receive inspirational quotes to your inbox each week from me and VIP opportunities, giveaways, I love a freebie, live webinars, and so much more. Remember, you are a light to this world. Shine bright, my friends. I'll see you next time on Finding Rainbows.